But I got started, boy. It rolled pretty good now. That first line, boy.
Oh, yeah, that first run.
And round that chimney.
Well, now, that's going to have to have somebody else do that.
I done got that done.
You have?
Yeah, done past the chimney.
Going on up the top?
Yeah.
Will you sing them?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Okay.
Oh, I got, see, I got that 3 days started.
I don't know about a chimney putting it around the chimney.
Done past the chimney. I done got it around the chimney.
Oh.
And done past the chimney. That's what I say. I got the slow job done. So I went to town seeing, got my friends and things to go around my chimney. And Mr. Mack was there, and he fixed all that for us. And him and Noah. And Lawrence is pretty good.
Oh, yeah, Lawrence pretty good.
Yeah, he's all right. He's pretty good. Yeah. And I got it before you ain't nothing to do on just...
Now you're ashamed.
Let
him
go.
Okay, come back.
Oh, shut up, Esther Malcolm.
Yeah, good speech.
Thank you.
Shut up, Mark.
Come in.
Hello?
You let me sit. Queen, I forget your name.
Malcolm.
Glad to know you.
Same to you.
All right, you ask me questions, and I'll do my best to answer.
All right, sir. Well, let's start about... With the buildings that you had on the farm, other than the house, you have little places for your corn?
Oh, yes, fields.
And did you grow much small grain?
Well, mostly we grew corn, cotton. That was mostly small grain.
Did you,
you know, except a few peas in a garden or something?
Yeah, I see. So you didn't need a separate place for to keep grain. You had your corn crib, and that was all.
Yes.
How about the barn? Was it tall enough to keep hay in the?
No, sir. No, sir. We put our corn in the crib, stacked our hay around a hole.
Oh yeah. And
dug a hole. With a pole about 15 foot high, and we racked that hay around that pole to the top, then capped it off with hay.
I see. Would the animals stay around there?
We fenced it off.
Oh, I see.
And when we got ready then for winter use, well, then we opened the gate, and then go in and they eat that hay from that pole.
I see. And what'd you call the big? What'd you call that? That was the whole thing.
This is a haystack.
Just a haystack?
Yes.
Not a haystack. You ain't gonna get it.
And while we're on that, I wonder how did you harvest hay? Would you tell me about that?
Well, we used mules to cut it with a mower, mule mower. And we took mules and hooked one of these old tiny hay rakes and you put it on two wheels. You dump it just like you would have dumped one of these gravel trucks.
Yeah.
Iced it up. We had a lever though. We pulled it with our hands to dump it. Then when we dump it, we push it back, pop our foot on it. We call it a brake, you know, to hold it down so we pick the hay up.
I see. And after you dumped it, did you have to leave it, was it dry then, or did you have to leave it?
It was dry when we raked it. We call raking it. Then we turned around then and back raked it. Go to the end of it, this windrow. Then we'd back rake it. We'd come this way in and pick up a rake and then drop our back seat and drop it in the pile.
I see.
Then we went with a wagon with an old frame on it. We call it a hay frame. We took pitchforks in and put it on the wagon. And we'd go to this haystack and lace it around that pole all the way up.
Take some work.
Yes, and muscle.
That's work when you do that too.
All the way up, huh?